Last year, the documentary Won't You Be My Neighbor, about the life and work of Presbyterian minister Fred Rogers, was a surprising hit. And this Thanksgiving, Tom Hanks will play Mr. Rogers in a new movie called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. The movie is based on the true story of a cynical journalist who is transformed by his interviews with this kind, lovable man in his zip-up cardigan and his sneakers that many of us grew up with. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood has a simple message. Everyone is worthy of love, and everyone has the capacity to love. Love yourself and love others. Mr. Rogers tells us over and over through his songs and through the land of make-believe that he created on his show. When Jesus was asked the question, which commandment is the most important? He responded with the words that you heard Susanna read earlier today from Matthew's gospel. You must love the Lord, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You must love your neighbor as you love yourself. All the law, and the prophets depend on these two commands. Jesus calls us to love God, to love ourselves, and to love our neighbors. Our world today is desperately in need of this message. And the most important thing we can do as followers of Jesus is to make Christ's love visible in the world. How do we make Christ's love visible? It starts with loving our neighbors. And when Jesus said, love your neighbor, he meant all of our neighbors, regardless of age or race or status or education or sexual orientation or any other divisive issue. In John's gospel, which we also heard read this morning, Jesus says, this is my commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. There are no exceptions, no exclusions, no distinctions in Jesus' words. It is a simple message. Love your neighbor. Make Christ visible to your neighbor. Love yourself just as Jesus loves you. Please, won't you be my neighbor? Starting Tuesday night, September 17th, and running for 4 weeks, I will be teaching a one-hour class from 6 to 7 on the art of neighboring. You can sign up for the class today after worship, and you can also sign up for the other adult study classes we will be offering on Tuesday nights as well. The study book I will be using in class is from a new book series just out this year, 2019. It actually came out this summer, called Holy Living, Spiritual Practices for Building a Life of Faith. Holy Living, Spiritual Practices for Building a Life of Faith. And this book in the series is about the spiritual practice of neighboring. Now, maybe you have not ever thought about the art of neighboring as a spiritual practice. Usually, when we think of spiritual practices, we think of such things as prayer or discernment or worship. But neighboring and building community is, in fact, a spiritual practice. Remember, Jesus said it is one of the two most important commandments: love God, love yourself, love your neighbor. So what is a spiritual practice? It's a historic practice that deepens our daily walk, bringing us closer to Christ, deepening our relationship with God. The author of the book that I will be teaching from is named George Acevedo, and he writes these powerful words in the foreword to the book about the spiritual practice of neighboring. He says this, I am convinced that our neighbors are craving community, that followers of Christ can help provide. I'm convinced that our lost, hurting, broken neighbors share the same feelings expressed in the last line of Mr. Rogers' song, "Please Won't You Be My Neighbor." Often this cry is disguised as addiction. Sometimes it masquerades as violence or hatred or loneliness. But deep in the recesses of our souls and theirs, our neighbors simply cry to be loved. As followers of Jesus, we are called to hear their cries and be their neighbors. Please, won't you be my neighbor? 2 weeks ago here in worship, we saw a powerful video where a grocery store chose one person each day during the week before Thanksgiving to receive free groceries. A random customer put their groceries on the checkout counter, stressed out, thinking about Thanksgiving dinner and all the preparations. And when their groceries were bagged and put in their buggy, they were told this: "Congratulations, you are today's free grocery winner." After the video, I challenged you to help provide this same thing this coming Thanksgiving with people in our own neighborhood. And so many of you have responded with donations. We're raising $2,000. There's still time to be part of this effort. Just see me after worship or send me an email or a text. Last week, I contacted one of the managers at our neighborhood Kroger over here at 11 Mile and Middle Belt. Wasn't he surprised with my call? Eric was so excited to partner with us. He told me this. He said, "You know, the week before Thanksgiving is one of the most stressful weeks in the grocery store. It's going to be simply great," he said, "to be able to help our neighbors that week." I told Eric that we're doing this because we, Narden Park Church, want to be good neighbors. And you know what Eric said to me? He said this: "I love our neighborhood. I love our neighborhood." When we make Christ's love visible, it makes a difference in our neighborhood. It makes a difference in our neighbors, and it makes a difference in us. It is simple yet profound, and it starts with loving our neighbors. Last weekend, my husband John and I invited our new next-door neighbors over for dinner. Our new neighbors had moved in over the summer, and we had not had a chance to really get to know each other. It wasn't hard. It took just a moment to say, "How about you come over for dinner?" It was such a lovely evening to sit in our backyard and to learn about our new neighbors, to hear their life stories, to break bread with them, to meet their adorable 18-month-old daughter. It makes such a difference when we know our neighbors by name, when we know who they are, when they can teach us with their lives. Today, it's so easy for us not to know our neighbors. We're busy, and it's easy to drive right into the garage and put the door down or just go into your apartment and not encounter anyone on your floor or in your building. Loneliness is an epidemic today. Study after study shows that, ironically, technology connects us more than ever before, but we are the loneliest we have ever been. The loneliest we've ever been. How we long for real, authentic community, not just likes on our pages or Instagram posts, but real community, real connection, real neighbors. How we long for a beautiful neighborhood. So how do we start? What can we do? Well, it can be something as simple as learning the names of our neighbors. It's a proven fact that when you know someone's name, you are more likely to engage in conversation with them and build relationships. So I want to challenge you this morning. If you don't know the names of your closest neighbors, the houses in front, behind, beside you, or if you live in an apartment building or condo, the names of the people on your floor or in your building, or if you live at a senior living facility, learn the names of the people in the rooms next to you. Often those names are even put on the doors in those buildings. Start with names and see where it goes from there. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, truth be told, I've forgotten my neighbor's names. They told you a year or two ago, and now you can't remember. You don't have to raise your hand if that's you. It's okay. It happens. Take it from someone who works on knowing people's names for a living. Sometimes the best thing is just to lean into the awkwardness. Sometimes the best thing is just to say, I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name. Can you remind me of what it is? And then when they tell you, write it down. Write it down. I have a little sticky note thing that I use. That's one of my techniques. And even in our neighborhood, I have sticky notes that I put so I know who are the people across the street and next door. And, well, we back up to East Middle School, so I don't know all the kids' names there, but I know a lot of them. So write it down. Don't be embarrassed. Just say, I think I've forgotten your name. Can you remind me? And while you're at it, maybe some of you don't know the name of people who are sitting in your pew with you today. Now we have those connection cards, and you can't read the names on the tablets as they're passed back and forth like you used to. No problem. Do the same thing as with your neighbors. Introduce yourself after worship. Ask them to remind you of their name. It's okay. Loving our neighbors starts with knowing each other's names. Pretty soon, after that, you'll be borrowing a cup of sugar and maybe even having dinner together. Jesus and Mr. Rogers were clear. Love God. Love yourself. Love your neighbor. The simple message is that we're called to love our neighbors. It's how we make Christ's love visible in the world. The art of neighboring can happen anywhere. All it takes is love. That's it. All it takes is love. A friend of mine shared this story and photo on Facebook from a recent Southwest Airlines flight from Indianapolis to Baltimore. Here's what he wrote. True story. Tonight on my flight, I sat next to an unaccompanied minor across the aisle from me who was traveling to visit her mom. With Southwest Airlines open seating, anyone could have sat next to her. In fact, many people avoided her and her boundless energy during the boarding process. But finally, a couple, the one you see in my photo, occupied the two seats to her right. Within minutes, the young girl began chatting, and the couple likely realized this would not be a relaxing flight for them. But they just rolled with it. As drinks were being served, the couple didn't even get a chance to voice their requests because they were cut off by the young girl saying, I'll take water with a straw, and so will they, so we can paint. And they just rolled with it. Within minutes, the young girl had brought out her Hello Kitty paint sheets, and the couple spent the next hour following her instructions. That was the photo he posted, by the way. All of them painting with watercolors at 30,000 feet. The post goes on. As I type this, the man next to her is being covered with Marvel stickers. They are on his ears, in his beard, on his arms, everywhere, and he is rolling with it. Moral of the story, There is good in this world. In fact, there is more good than bad if we just open our eyes to see it. There isn't a script or an instruction manual for love. You just have to roll with it. You just have to roll with it. We just have to love. It's that simple. It's that simple. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Please, won't you be my neighbor? Amen.